Why is this a new trend? Mothers thinking of their children as demons. They're crazy. Another story. Doesn't end well. Yeah, if you have a loved one that you know thinks of their children as demons or devils, and they're actively afraid of their children, and you know that your family member is thinking this, and the children are in the possession of the mother, do something about it! Because that doesn't end well if you followed any of the things that we've talked about on the show, or just life in general. If you've been playing along at home going, okay, when a mother starts thinking the children are demons and starts acting very irrationally, burning random things in the kitchen, getting naked and wandering around the apartment, that sort of stuff, it's time to really take a closer look at your own humanity if you're not going to step in and do something when she's got a 3-year-old and a 11-month-old in her custody. This happened in the Bronx. 22-year-old mother. She's accused of stabbing her 3-year-old and 11-month-old sons. While others were carving up their turkeys, she was literally carving up her children in the bathtub. Police got a report of someone acting irrational. They get there. They find this woman there. She says her kids are with their father. She's taken into custody as they found her naked and acting irrational, as police put it. But they didn't bother to look around the house. Just a smidge more, just to make sure that the acting irrational naked lady might not actually be giving you accurate information about her children. I know that's a stretch, but it may happen. Well, they took her away in an ambulance, got her to a hospital, and then the police got more calls from the same place, neighbors, saying that there was a 3-year-old boy and 11-month-old, both suffering multiple stab wounds throughout their body and were unresponsive. Police tried to save their lives. They were taken to a hospital, but died of their wounds. Stabbed in the neck and torso, allegedly by mom, who has now been charged with depraved indifference to a person less than 11 years old. It blows your mind. Number one, that anyone could do such a thing. But number two, if you know this, the great aunt spoke out to the Associated Press, and she said of her niece, her great niece, that sometimes she would look after the two boys. And the problem is, mom thought the kids were devils and was afraid of them. When you find this out, what do you do? What do you say? Because it's not as easy to go, like, I'm going to take your kids for you because you're kind of crazy. That will create its own best mess of insanity. But the way that we have things set up here, typically mom has to do something for anyone to be able to take the kids out of custody. Hell, we have horribly abusive parents with records of being horribly abusive to a spouse, even to children. And we still go, you know what? We think it would be better. How about supervised visitation? Would that be good? No! If they're fucking nuts, they should not be anywhere around children. Why? Because shit like this happens.